Good morning. It is the 29th of June, and joining me now from Elite Staffing and Executive Recruitment, located on Historic 4th Street, it is Amy McFarlane.
Yay! Drum roll. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for coming by, dropping
by. Thank you.
And thanks for tuning in this morning to Cultural Continuum. We've got a couple of events at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. I'll tell you about the first of them, and then Amy will tell you about the next one, because we work chronologically.
Yes, passing the baton.
During Cultural Continuum. Kindness Rocks at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. That begins this afternoon at 1 o'clock. There will be a naturalist leading the rock painting activity, and then participants are invited to stash one of their creations along the Nature Center trails to inspire kindness and other hikers. It's kind of like a new spin on the, remember the pet rock movement, Amy? Are you old enough to remember the pet
rocks? Oh my gosh, I had two. Just saying. Dorothy Pico Nature Center will also be hosting a guided nature hike tonight, and that's at 7 p.m. Hikers are quote unquote encouraged to bring walking shoes and bug spray. Now, I find that foreboding.
But also, also bring a bag to collect those kindness rocks along the way.
That'll exactly. Be
coming up tonight. Oh, this is a Siouxland Public Media thing. The band Winter Wayfarer will be playing an acoustic set at the Town Square Coffee House in Orange City. That'll be tonight from 8 to 11 o'clock. Now, part of the performance will be broadcast live, so you don't have to head up to Orange City if you don't want to. It'll be on Devin Cadwell's Favorite Food from 10 to 11 o'clock tonight, right here on Siouxland Public Media. Devin Cadwell's Favorite Food will also be rebroadcast on KWIT HD3 tomorrow afternoon.
Cool. All right. Sioux City Animal Adoption and Rescue Center is hosting the 2018 Fur Festival. That's tomorrow, June 30th, from 10 to 4 p.m. There will be a petting zoo, activities for kids, and more. And you can find more on their Facebook page at Sioux City Animal Adoption and Rescue Center.
Sioux City Public Museum is offering a guided walking tour of the Heights neighborhood tomorrow. That'll be at 10:30 a.m., beginning at the beautiful Grandview Park Rose Garden. It'll be led by Archives Manager Tom Munson, and the tour will cover the hilly residential area north of downtown. So bring your cardio.
Yes, and I will say that is a great tour. I will be on that, and Tom Munson does a beautiful job, and it's just fun.
Well, super.
All right. And Kneffler Chevrolet is hosting their annual car show tomorrow, June 30th at 1 p.m. The event includes a show and shine, kids games, live music, and more. Go to kshev.com for more.
Morningside College gets their 2018 season of the Betty Lynn Sang Summer Performance Series underway with a performance by the All-America Independence Day Salute. Well, actually, it'll be the Sioux City Municipal Band performing an All-American Independence Day Salute. That'll be at 8 o'clock at the Beeler Outdoor Performance Center, unless it rains, and then they'll move it inside to the pretty close by Epley Auditorium.
We've had so little rain. I don't know why they bring that up.
Go to morningside.edu for details on that.
Alrighty, Vanguard Arts presents a performance by Pablo Mesas Quartet, and that is tomorrow, June 30th at 8 p.m. Pablo is a Brooklyn-based trumpeter and composer who plays contemporary jazz, and you can find Vanguard Arts on Facebook.
Sioux City Art Center presents Sundays in the Studio. That's every Sunday from 1:30 to 3 p.m. through the 29th of July. Sundays in the Studio is a hands-on way to experience and create art.
All righty. Betty Strong Encounter Center presents On the Wild Side, and that is with outdoor photographer Larry Meyer, and that is this Sunday, July 1st at 2 p.m. Meyer will focus on butterflies and wildflowers during the program, and find more at SiouxCityLCIC.com.
Sioux City Municipal Band will be doing double duty as they're performing in their All-American music on Sunday, this time at the Grandview Park Bandshell, featuring soloist Richard Bogenreef, who's on trumpet.
Okay. And Sioux City Public Library is hosting Read to Me Dogs. That is on Tuesday, July 3rd from 2 to 3. The Canine Stars Trained Therapy Dogs will be at the downtown library location for kindergartners through fifth graders while they practice their reading skills.
It's always a I've always thought that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Orange City Arts has partnered with Siouxland Public Media and Ode and Edom Soul Music to celebrate America's veterans and citizens on Wednesday, July 4th at 7 o'clock at Windmill Park. Mm. True stories told on stage in music that explores inner strength, identity, and what it means to be an American today. So there's another Ode event, but it's in Orange City this time. It's part of the Onstage Orange City Summer Series. You can go to orangecityarts.net for more. You can also go to the Ode Facebook page. There'll be more information there, too.
It's a neat festive event to have on the 4th. A summer naturalist from Dorothy Pico Nature Center will be teaching canoeing basics at Little Sioux Park, and that is next Thursday, July 5th at 1 p.m., and all the equipment will be provided.
The Sioux City Public Library is hosting Legos at the library. It's a drop-in event on Thursday afternoon. It'll be from 2 o'clock. Again, to the kindergartners and fifth graders who can use the library's Legos to complete themed challenges or make their own creations. Go to SiouxCityLibrary.org to find out more.
All righty. And the New Horizons Band of Siouxland presents its America 2018 concert under the direction of Dr. Lou Rossman, and that is a week from Sunday, July 8th at 2:30 at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. The audience will hear a variety of patriotic pieces, including the American Way March, Echoes from the Battlefield, and God Bless America. The concert also will include sing-alongs.
And also, of course, Saturday in the Park will be next Saturday.
Oh, yeah, the 7th.
And the big parade on Friday night. And then the event at the convention center with the feathers and beads and the food on Thursday night.
Well, that's Sioux City's sister city, right? Don't they come up
Lake
from
Charles.
Lake Charles, yep.
Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Yeah.
All
the
right.
only place I've ever heard has a drive-up margarita stand.
Things are different.
I was like, wow.
Things are a little different down south, as it turns out. Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have something you would like us to publicize, you can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. And I think we will return. Sometimes we take a day off on Cultural Continuum over three-day weekends, but then the three-day weekend isn't a three-day weekend.
So no, I can get that through my head, too.
We'll be back next Friday with another edition of Cultural Continuum. We're going to leave you here with Mr. Colin J. Hopp from the band Winter Wayfarer with some acoustic music. And again, you'll be able to hear this tonight coming up on Devin Cadwell's Favorite Food, or you can head up to Orange City and see the event live.
To my silver pocket watch, I could sit here forever until its hands stop moving. But is that what I'd want? Yeah. pocket watch.